It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from Everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, here we go, coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, a man who has never demanded that the FBI release the search warrant from his house, Donald Trump, telling Attorney General Merrick Garland to release the hounds. All documents pertaining to the raid at Mar-a-Lago, we could get them in this hour, and we will discuss them with the great Miranda Devine, author of Laptop from Hell, the best-selling book about one Hunter Biden.
Hunter's a dirtbag.
And Leo Terrell, civil rights attorney, who, I got to be honest, is no fan at all of your Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This guy's a serious ass.
Of course, nobody more welcome to join us today than your fine self. If you want to call, text, tweet, or carrier pigeon, we don't care. Whatever works. 888-788-9910. 888-788-9910. It's a big Friday episode of the show. Could be historic in nature. So all we ask if you want to ride along is, you know, you could be a Republican, you could be a Democrat. Just don't be a That is all. Okay, but we begin. It's serious. Normally on a Friday, you know, there's a lot of razzle-dazzle. We make fun of whatever we did on TV last night. Couple of balloon animals, couple of card tricks. Hey, I'm telling jokes over here this week, and there's a lot of that. But right now, we are at a very interesting fork in the road. This is the Trump statement, and I should point out it was printed up. It was extra printed up. We have a guest producer today, Christine DeSanctis, Crazy Christine, from the Guy Benson Show. Christine, just say hello. We got to get this out of the way.
Oh, hello there, Jimmy.
It is a high honor to have you producing our show today.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, it is. You know, I'm a big fan. But you are, you know what you remind me of? Because you're very, you're busy. You're active. You need something to do. Okay? It reminds me of like when you're busy at home and you need to give your child an assignment. You're like, Lincoln, can you go get the monsters out of the washer machine? And like all morning, like, can I print this? Can I get that? Like, thank you. I appreciate the attentive nature of, you know, you're filling in. You need to know what I'm used to is Mikey. And we love Mikey. But Mikey just asked me 3 questions a day. Can you take me to Hooters? That's it. He just wants to go to Hooters.
I can ask you that. I feel like it's a HR violation, though.
No, you and me, we can't do that. Plus, it's awkward when we walk in and they all know Josh. They're like, hey, Josh, look who's back to watch the game again.
Mr. I need Harman. My table. Come on.
Your regular table tonight, Mr. Harmon. So the point
Wait, you
is,
don't think Guy Benson and I do stuff like that?
I don't even know. I don't want to speak to what goes on that show. Okay, there's the fate of the democracy is hanging in the balance right now, Christine. We can address your own, you know, personal issues with your host later in the show. But we have to start with your 45th president, Donald Trump. Here is the statement. Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. Those are Trump's words on Truth Social. He went on to say, even though they have been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years. So what he's saying to Merrick Garland is,
I'll break you in half like a little toothpick.
Hulkamania running wild all over Mar-a-Lago. It's getting messy. Trump is, of course, responding to Merrick Garland's presser, which eventually did happen yesterday. I know we promised you during the final hour of the show. It was an episode of, you know, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I'm like, don't go anywhere. Merrick Garland's about to speak. That was the final hour of yesterday's show. No, I'm telling you, Merrick Garland's coming. You're like, that's what you said a half hour ago. Merrick Garland finally went on the air after we teased his appearance for an hour. He went on the air 10 minutes after we got off the air.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Seriously. How about buying a guy a watch? I mean, in theory, he said he was going to speak at 2:30. He didn't say what time zone. But when he eventually got out to the microphone, Merrick Garland really did highlight why nobody trusts the FBI. This is bad. He didn't really give us any information other than that he had signed off on the warrant himself, something that we, you know, were kind of unclear about in the intervening 48 hours. But then just went on to say what? Don't pick on the FBI. A lot of people are calling us names. This isn't nice. Listen to this. This is embarrassing. The head of the FBI, clip 4.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
That was absolutely dreadful.
Oh, don't pick on the FBI. Listen, we have so much respect for the rank and file members of the FBI, but they have a leadership problem at the tippy top. That's who we're mad at. He's trying to make this sound like it's anybody other than him. Merrick Garland, okay, who was, of course, denied a seat on the Supreme Court, asking you to give the benefit of the doubt to an FBI that, oh, let's, you know, just be honest about this, did falsify documents, did forge documents and change words in order to get FISA warrants so they could spy on Trump Tower. That's why people don't trust the FBI. Okay, we're not just sitting around looking for somebody to call names at. That's why we have Twitter. You're never at a shortage of someone to disparage. That's what Twitter's doing in your pocket. It is a 24-hour fight club for people who don't want to get hit. Okay, killing time online at the bank, log on to Twitter. Somebody there to scream at you. No matter what you tweet, they'll be there. Hey, it's my dog's birthday. Yeah, right, but Trump, pretty soon we won't have dogs because he sold them to Russia. You're like, wait, are you okay? But that's Twitter. And that's not why we're yelling at Merrick Garland. We're yelling at Merrick Garland because he sucks at the job.
He knows what he's talking about.
Folks, this is an unprecedented raid. This is your own Justice Department going after the President of the United States for the first time in the 246-year history of our country. This is not normally a thing, you understand. So if it's going to be a thing, you owe us a lot more clarity. Okay, but what we got instead of clarity was more of why nobody trusts the FBI. What I mean by that is after Merrick Garland got out there and was like, I'm telling mom, you can't pick on the FBI. What did they go and do? They leaked a story to the Washington Post.
Oh, wow.
No, don't pick on us. We do everything above board. You don't understand. We're the FBI. We're the best. And then they leaked the story to the Washington Post. So now basically the hot rumor in Democratic circles is that Trump was selling nuclear secrets.
They're crazy.
I am so amazed. And you know this show. I don't run the Donald Trump Radio Defense Fund. I don't care. I'm a talk show host. I spent most of my life doing stand-up comedy and driving a taxi. I am so dead on the inside. I don't care. All I want to do is bang out a show, have a bunch of laughs, go home and play some video games with Lincoln. And if we can get him to go to bed, Lord knows what I might get into with Jenny.
Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
But I am so amazed at the people who can just keep pinning criminal acts onto Donald Trump, despite the fact that they have been wrong every single time. You know how many stories about him, bombshell stories, whether he was colluding with Russia, withholding aid from Ukraine? At one point, he was accused of overfeeding fish at a koi pond in Japan. Do you remember that one? Or he slandered veterans. You know, it never ends. And every one of these stories gets backtracked. But now we're sitting on the biggest one of all. And everybody's all up in my feed. All the Democrats and the media are running around. Oh, no, this is it. This guy was selling nukes to our enemies.
The media is a bunch of losers.
Here's the truth. I don't know what happened. And as you know, if there's a there, if somebody really broke the law, compromised our national security, I'm actually fine with them being prosecuted. That's where I come from. It's just very hard to give the benefit of the doubt in this moment to an intel community that told us Russian collusion was real and Hunter Biden's laptop was fake. The point is, they're 0 for 2. You don't really, you know, you look at it like it's stock tips. If the first stock tip you get from a guy costs you $100,000, the second stock tip costs you your house, you're not really dying to invest in the third stock tip. You know what I'm saying? It's only so many times I can powder my Adam's apple, throw on a blonde wig, and turn tricks behind Port Authority. You know, it's getting tiring is what I'm trying to say. We need better stock tips. All we know right now is a warrant. A search warrant would traditionally require a very specific item. We're looking for this very specific thing. It is in a very specific location. We know we can get it if we go at this very specific time. Okay? Instead, they were there for 9 hours. I joked yesterday that maybe Liz Cheney's dad told her that Trump had weapons of mass destruction. So they went in full bore like it was Iraq, and now they had stuck looking around and going through Melania's closet and, you know, let's jump in the pool trying to find whatever the hell they thought they were going to get. But we don't have the specificity you'd expect. We don't know anything, especially, again, when you're going after a former United States president. Now, I want to go to Harold, who's on the line. We're going to have a busy call day today, 888-788-9910, okay? Harold is a strong background in law enforcement. He's almost like our senior correspondent to law enforcement at this point. He's down in Raleigh. Yo, Harold.
Doesn't surprise me that they're going to throw everything at Mr. Trump up until the, you know, the midterm and the general election. He's the first president I ever seen was impeached before he was sworn in, and impeached, and they tried to impeach him after he left office.
It's crazy. Well, let me ask you this, Harold. Now, as a law enforcement guy, because I, you know, you're right. We know this. There's definitely, you know, a personal vendetta out to get him, and the emotions have never squared with the facts. But when it comes to like a warrant. Doesn't traditionally a warrant, isn't it served for a very specific purpose?
The warrant should indicate exactly where you want to go in the house. The left basement, the right basement, the attic, the state, you know, what, it should be specific. Mm-hmm. You can't, you just can't, unless the warrant's for the whole house.
Yeah.
You can't search the whole house.
That's
you can't do it.
9 hours.
Against the law and it's not.
Like,
and,
between and you and me.
Before you let me go. Before you let me go.
Yeah, Howard, go ahead.
If they want to hire. How many FBI agents showed up to this house? All these people were getting shot in America, and the FBI agents are running around chasing a guy who they can find.
Yeah, it's so crazy. No, you're right. It seems like a misappropriation. And when you hear, okay, maybe it's nuclear documents. If it really is nuclear documents, why the hell did they wait 2 years? If this is really what they're telling us it is, which is some kind of existential threat, I would think this is the kind of thing you step on the gas. Maybe this raid happens a year earlier. No?
Well, I would think it would happen a lot sooner than 2 years. That's... And that loser, Letitia James, the attorney general from New York,
yep.
She's bothering Trump about his taxes. All the people getting shot in New York State, and she's worried about taxes.
It's so crazy because, again, you're making a brilliant point here, Harold, because there's a scale issue, meaning whatever Trump might have done here, if he's, oh, it's mishandling classified information, you're talking about a $100,000 fine. Nobody's even going to jail. But this is very much like an overreaction in terms of the raid and the optics and everything else. And, yes, it's no different than Letitia James in that it's, you know, it is prioritizing the prosecution of Trump, a guy who hasn't done anything to this country, while we're turning a lot of blind eyes and resources towards, you know, spiking crime rates, as you said. So they get it. Here's the only thing I want to see if you might agree with. The agents who spent a few hours sniffing around Melania's closet, I do kind of get that, don't you?
No, not really. I have very little faith in.
Oh, I was just talking about her being good looking. I wasn't talking about police procedure.
I was just giving you
a moment to be human. You're always so perfect on the show. We were trying to find a crack in your armor, Harold.
No, I don't think I would want to look through her closet. I don't want to look through my wife's closet.
All right. Better man than me, Harold. Good call as always. We'll do it again soon. 888-788-9910. We're going to get back to more of your calls in a second. But Harold's point, crystal clear. It's so hard for all of us, just the rational people. We're not sitting here at a Trump rally, okay? We're just rational people. We've seen the double standard in our justice system as it pertains to classified information that happened with Hillary Clinton. All the speeches about people being above the law. I don't know. We certainly have some questions about that statement if you're going to continue to turn a blind eye towards Hunter Biden. And then, of course, there is, you know, this understanding that Barack Obama's archives do retain presidential information, classified information, more than 12 years, okay? 12 years after his presidency began, okay, we're talking about a legit 6 years since it ended, Barack Obama is still sitting on classified information.
I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
But the point is, there's a double standard in our justice system. The small one, okay, is yes, people have been treated differently when it comes to mishandling classified information. But the big one is priorities. while the FBI, you know, raiding Mar-a-Lago, Merrick Garland's having the Don't Pick on Me press conference, you're looking at soaring murder rates. Cities are out of control. The quality of life is decaying at every turn in this country. But the little video game called Get Trump just keeps on playing. Remember like Super Mario Brothers? It's like Super Trump Brothers, okay? Save the damn princess or just put down the remote already because we're all sick of it.
The show that sees through the bull.
My response is right, you know, and the stripper really likes you.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Busy Friday. Miranda Devine's going to be here. Leo Terrell is going to be here. But we're going to start with a lot of you and me time. So get on the phone. 888-788-9910. James, listening on the legendary WDBO down in Orlando, Florida. Yo, James.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say thank you. You're the funniest man I've ever heard on talk radio. I actually thought you were Chris DeStefano for about 3 days.
I know him well. He's a great dude, Chrissy D.
Listen to his voice. It's your voice.
It's
hard to tell.
No, Chrissy, this is the difference between me and Chrissy D. Like Chrissy D, because he's like 10 years younger than me, he still has a lot more hope and optimism in his life. I'm on the other side of this. Like, you understand, this is what you need to know about me, for real. Whatever conversational intellect I possess, I've had since I was 5 years old. So you're not listening to a rising star. You're listening to, like, a former child star make his downhill descent. I just happen to be doing it in a very public fashion. But what do you think about this?
You're making me laugh every 5 minutes hysterically out loud. It's awesome. Keep it up.
I'll stick with these drugs. What do you think about this raid, man?
It's going to be bad news for a couple of weeks. The warrant's not going to look good, but the underlying way they got it is going to get exposed, and that's going to wreck the whole thing as usual for them.
It's so hard not to be cynical towards this FBI just because we've seen these efforts, right? And they tank. And it's what's and the one thing they keep telling us, James, is they're like, well, they wouldn't be doing this if it was, you know, not a really big deal. But they've done other things where they didn't have the goods that were also unprecedented, like Mueller, like Ukraine, you know. So basically, long story short, you're not buying it.
Not at all. He's had 6 years of being investigated. He's had plenty of time to throw away his Playboy collection. I'm pretty sure he's clean.
Well, he might have kept one or two because Melania's in a few of them. Let's not forget.
Let's hope so.
Attaboy. Good call, James. I'll tell Chrissy D you said hello. There he goes, the great James on WDBO. 888-788-9910. I know we got a lot of yous on hold. We're going to get to you in the next break, but I'm going to echo James's point for a minute. Yes, I'm great at this. No, I'm kidding, so stick with me. The problem objective observers have, just I'm talking about people who are watching this. Like, you know when the Super Bowl's on, but your team's not playing in it? Okay, a lot of the New York Jets fans listening right now know what I'm talking about. A lot of you Cleveland Browns listeners are like, yeah, I get it. I know what it's like when the Super Bowl's on and your team's not playing. I can keep up with this analogy. Well, a lot of the country is watching this game with no team. They're not necessarily Trump guys. They're certainly not Merrick Garland FBI guys. And they're just watching this play out. And to objective observers, this thing does not look like it's on the level. So Merrick Garland gave his, you know, don't be mean to me speech yesterday. But until they, you know, get his head out of his you know what, we're going to have our concerns.
And now, great moments in presidential history.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway.
No, that's not edited. That is your 46th president of the United States.
Biden's lost his marbles.
Of course, he's on vacation right now. He flew off on Air Force One with Hunter Biden. We're going to be discussing those two in the next hour with Miranda Devine. But right now we're discussing your 45th president. Phone lines are open, 888-788-9910. What do you think of the raid? In the words of Axl Rose in Sweet Child of Mine, where do we go now is what I want to know. How do you see this playing out? Trump has called on the FBI to unseal everything, including the affidavit. Merrick Garland's promise yesterday is that, yes, we would be willing to release the warrant, but not the affidavit. Now, that's significant because the affidavit has a lot more information than the warrant, including how they made the determination that they need to get this warrant, what they'd be looking for, and everything in between. So there's a little bit of a chess match being played. We could get a release within the confines of today's show, but we said the same thing yesterday about a Merrick Garland speech, and let's be honest, did Merrick Garland ever give that big speech we promised you?
The answer would be no.
But it's not my fault, it's his. 888-788-9910. Marcus Batten, leadoff. He is in Memphis, Tennessee. Yo, Marcus.
Hey, Jimmy, got to say, two words come to mind, my friend.
Okay.
October surprise.
Oh, but it's an October surprise in August? Is that what you mean?
It's a setup for October.
For the midterms? They want to keep this going right through the midterms and make this kind of the focus? Is that the strategy?
I think so. Smear it with some handcuffs in October and then shift the narrative to the left. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Like, they clearly have a little bit of an arousal when it comes to prosecuting Donald Trump. I don't know. This is like a fetish for them. You know, they have like those adult websites with all the categories. We need to add a new category called Get Mad at Trump, because they'd be downloading every one of those videos. You might be onto something, because they're in a bad spot. There's a poll out today. It's a Fox News poll that 75% of the country thinks we're going in the wrong direction. Now, if you're the party in power, that's not what you want to be talking about in the midterm. So you could be right, Marcus. It could really just be that simple. But let me ask one more thing about your instincts before I let you go. In Memphis, that makes you a dry rub guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I'm going to be out in Kansas City next week. I don't know if it's dry or it's in between. I think it goes both ways. But the dry rub is the answer. I'm a northerner. We don't really know anything about barbecue. We pretend we do. But what is the answer? Is it dry rub?
It's always going to be dry rub. Now, there's nothing wrong with KC Barbecue. I lived there for several years, but I got to give the edge to the dry rub, my friend.
All right. Well, I kind of want to agree, but I don't want to get punched in the neck at the baggage claim next week for doing so. So I'll just say you made great points on this October surprise. We'll see how it plays out. All right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Be well. There he goes, the great Marcus. Cody is out in Tucson, Arizona. Yo, Cody.
Hey, Jimmy.
How's that 150-degree weather treating you?
That's not too bad. Get all your stuff done in the morning and should be fine.
All right, that works.
But I wanted to talk to you about what's going on right now with President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They never even, as you were saying earlier this week, they never even came after Obama for all of the files and stuff that he took. Mm-hmm. And again, in the past, like, there have been people who have been prosecuted for this and they couldn't run for 3 years.
Yep.
So I absolutely do feel like this is an attack on Trump so that he won't be able to run.
It feels that way. And the reason I say that is because you can't forget, they impeached him after he left office. They impeached a president post-presidency, with the end goal being that enough people would vote to convict and it would deny him a right to run again. So it's like everybody who's saying Republicans are overreacting is conveniently leaving out the fact that we had a massive effort post-presidency to bar him from running again. So why wouldn't people naturally deduce that that's what this is, you know? So I think you're probably onto something. I'm going to be very interested to see if these records actually come out today, because Trump saying do it. People were telling you yesterday they were calling Trump's bluff, but now it sounds like he's calling theirs. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. But let me ask you this. If, in fact, they have something on him like, oh, it's classified information and they're going to try to convict him, does this change your opinion of Trump? And would you still support him?
It would depend on what kind of classified
fair.
Information it is,
okay.
Which is where it would become more difficult to determine that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. Okay. The point is,
like,
we
if
need
it's
more
something
information.
Major,
yeah.
That's classified for you know, it's something that could.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. But if it's just like pictures of JFK shacking up with Marilyn Monroe, I mean, who can blame the guy, right?
Yeah.
Good points.
If it's something super minor, he shouldn't even be prosecuted for it.
Agreed. Yeah, that's what I think. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But, Cody, check back after we get the info because we can update all of this fine reporting you've given us. Okay, brother? There he goes. 888-788-9910. Elliot is right here in New York City. Hey, Elliot.
Hi, how you doing?
You know, it's under control. It's Friday.
So
trying to muscle through.
What I want to say is this. Mm-hmm. Trump is absolutely guilty. I don't know this for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a shame that you guys are putting out such misinformation and misleading your audience.
Well, how do you know? Let's start here. Hold on. Let me just finish my point. All right, make it. Go ahead.
First and foremost, you just said that Trump would allow them. They're trying to come up to release the documents, to release the affidavits, to release the documents, and so forth. He's had all of this since Monday. Why didn't he release it himself?
Because his attorneys were probably telling him not to. Number one, number two, just stick. I'll tell you why. Just stick with me. Understand that right now he is framed as like a little bit of a victim. He almost has like martyr status because everybody thinks he's being persecuted. So in terms of politics, everything's about public, you know, image, optics, and everything in between. I guess they've strategically deduced that it's in his best interests to look persecuted. I don't know what changed that last night.
You're absolutely right there. And you just used the word framed, which also puts it in people's, in your audience's mind that he is being framed.
Oh, I don't
know.
There's
a lot of misinformation that's being put out there. And you're
I don't know.
No,
no, just stop calling me names, guy. I want to have a conversation.
I didn't call your name.
No, I'm just saying in general. Okay. You said you know he's guilty. How do you know that?
I've been following this for a long time.
Okay, and what is the proof that he's guilty? You've been following it. What is the proof? You know he's guilty. What is the proof? You know it.
My friend, let's just say I know it as much as your audience thinks that he's not. I know more so that he is.
Okay, based on what? Based on what? Dude, your emotions are not facts.
Everything that's been presented to me, as far as what I've seen put out by both the press and
by
officials.
So the press said Trump was bad, so we should just send the guy off to the Hague?
Aren't you the press?
Dude, the press said that Trump was colluding with Russia and they were wrong. So that doesn't change your opinion.
Read what Mueller put out there. He did not have the ability to go after the over. He couldn't go reaching for those other.
He could do whatever he wanted.
Because,
he was a special prosecutor. A special prosecutor.
That is absolutely wrong.
No, it's not wrong. A special prosecutor has the latitude to do anything.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed. You should get facts, buddy. I'm trying to be nice to you, but you're embarrassing yourself.
Is that folks like you are putting out misinformation, stirring up?
Dude, you can't give me any information. You just keep saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Left wing or right wing, we are all part of the same bird, and we need to get back to the
center. That's the whole point of my show, dude. That's
the
whole point of my show. I say every day.
Lie to your audience and fire them up.
What is the lie? What is the lie?
Let me ask you a question. I just want to make one.
What is the lie I'm telling? Tell me what the lie is I'm telling. You can't just come on, call me a liar, and then say you don't have the lie.
You are giving misinformation.
What is the misinformation?
I would rather support a man who burns the flag and wraps himself in the Constitution to a man who burns the Constitution and wraps himself in the flag. That is exactly what Trump is doing.
Oh.
And anyone who still supports this man is an absolute atrocity and a traitor to our country. Goodbye.
Did that make you feel better? I hope it did. And there goes Elliot. I said, Elliot, I know he's guilty. He's 100% guilty. How do you know? Here's the thing. I've been following for a long time, and the press say he bad. Elliot, if he's guilty, I actually want him charged. I wouldn't, of course, that nobody's getting a free pass. The point is, we have nothing other than Elliot's emotions in this moment. I've been following it for a long time. Yo, if you've been following this for a long time, you'd be insanely skeptical of the FBI. That's the problem we're having, is a lot of people who have been following this for a long time can't believe a word they say. We have FBI agents who have pled guilty to falsifying documents so they can get FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump. They have pled guilty to a crime. Kevin Kleinsmith pled guilty to a crime, working on behalf of the Clinton campaign to lying on FISA warrant application so they could spy on a political opponent. Okay, people, that's the only, we wanted to talk about proof of a crime. We have proof of Democrats who have pled guilty to very specific crimes designed to set up Donald Trump. Me pointing that out doesn't mean I'm a blind loyalist to Donald Trump. It means I'm a blind loyalist to an honest conversation, which not a lot of people on the left are dying to have. Elliot, you're welcome to call back and try to refute this, but we have to talk honestly. You can't just say you know it in your gut he's guilty. So in that case, let's throw him in jail forever. Good God. Luke is in South Carolina. Hey, girl. What's up, Luke?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
You know, I could be better. I could be in South Carolina where there's sane people and barbecue and, oh, goodness gracious. New York, dude, you got to understand New York. People are very worked up. New York is like a spiritual dominatrix. You live here because you like a good beating. People call you names. It's very expensive. They'll put out a cigarette on you if you don't careful on the subway. But what do you think in terms of, where's your head at on this fine Friday?
Well, for one thing, it's like dark days in South Carolina right now because I'm sure you heard that Biden and Hunter are, you know, they're in my state. And, you know, it's kind of sad, you know.
Well, be careful. If he's on a bicycle, you could get run over. So be careful.
Right, right. So, I mean, I've been listening to everything, you know, and I listen to your show every day religiously. I take my lunch break before I listen to you so I don't miss a thing. And I love what you do for us. Oh, you tell it how it is. I love how you brought up about the audits, how, you know, the IRS are basically coming after us. They're coming after the middle class. I mean, I am middle class. I'm a college graduate. You know, I take care of my son. I take care of my wife. You know, and they're coming for us. I mean, I've been audited numerous times, and I make under 50 grand a year. Yep. And it just seems that we're worried about going after Trump for nothing. I mean, like you said, Obama's been sitting on his papers. I'm sure Bush has been sitting on his papers. The Clintons took furniture, and nobody's gone after them. Nope. But you go after a man who, when he was in office, we could afford housing. Yep. We could afford rent. We could afford gas.
Yep.
And I just think that they're just making this stuff up because they've got nothing else to go on for the midterms. I mean, you can't run on the fact that a normal middle-class, you know, college graduate can't afford to buy a house.
I know.
Can't afford to pay their rent. I mean, my wife and I were looking for a new place to rent because we want to expand our family. Mm-hmm. I have a 15-year-old son, and we want to get a bigger house so we can, you know, start our family.
That's what your priorities are. Like, your priorities are quality of life issues, and the Democrat priorities are not yours.
Right. Everywhere I look, mm-hmm. Wall Street has bought all these houses up, mm-hmm. you know, and where's the justice for that? Where's the justice for, you know, paying $1,800 to $2,200 a month for rent.
Dude.
And we're worried about going after a man who had our best interests, who had this country's interests, who knew how to make the world pay.
Well, this is what you got to understand, okay? The Democratic Party is run by white people who live in the coastal towns, New York, okay, L.A., and yes, you get the Beltway people down in D.C., but it's white people who have different priorities than you. They're not worried about housing. They're not worried about crime, okay? They're worried about the weather in 50 years and getting back at Orange Man bad because they have the luxury of doing so. Like, it is. It's white privilege to sit around all day and say you're worried about what the weather's going to do in 50 years, okay? Everybody else is worried about not getting killed on the way to buy groceries here in New York City. It's bad. But that's the problem. You have a lot of people on the coast that hate Donald Trump so they don't have to look inward at the things they hate about themselves. It's like a full-time cottage industry. You can't imagine how many rich white people I know that are the luckiest people in terms of prosperity but fill up their bathtub every night and just scream in it because they're so disgusted with themselves. And that's where Trump comes in. Trump is their projection. Right. He's like, they have stress balls and stuff like that. Like, there was a guy who called in earlier. He's just like, he's going to jail. He's guilty. How do you know? Well, I don't know. I mean, he's just going to jail. Based on what? Well, I don't know. But, I mean, you have to know if you've been following this, he's going to jail. But if you've been following this, you know they've been railroading him for the better part of 6 years. I mean, if they have the goods on him, fine. But, again, as you said, it would be really nice to feel like our priorities were being prioritized. They're not. But you get it, Luke. I mean, that's why South Carolina's a winner. So be careful of the Bidens. Try not to get a contact high off Hunter, okay?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
So I definitely feel like you need to be mainstream with Hannity and and Gutfield. I mean, you know it. And your story is the American dream. I mean, you were a taxi cab driver. You know, you were a blue-collar worker. And by hard work, you made it. And I think that your story is amazing. I mean, I tell everybody I talk to, you got to listen to Jimmy Fallon. And they're like, Jimmy Fallon? And I'm like, no, Jimmy Fallon. You don't listen to that guy. That guy's a freak.
Oh, hell. Luke, you should be my book agent. Go get me a book deal. You can, you'll have no problem affording a new house. We'll sell all kinds of books. Let's work this out,
yeah,
Luke.
Right?
Call in again soon. We'll have some you and me time. But I really appreciate you, buddy. And keep fighting a good fight down there, okay? There he goes, the legendary Luke. There we go. Back with your calls after this.
You're listening to the best dad on the radio.
Can't believe you forgot my birthday.
You're with Jimmy Fallon on Fox Across America.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. It's Friday. We've had a lot of you and me time. I always say this show is America's family meeting. And it is. We have a lot of dysfunctional members of our family, apparently, and some sane ones as well. Jerry is out in Idaho. We pick up where we left off. Yo, Jerry.
Jimmy, I'm still waiting for you to call me so I can take you to Bear World and up in the Tetons.
Listen, Jerry, okay, I am dying. The Tetons specifically, because I saw Bear World. My problem with Bear World, right, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Grace Latham, who runs Bear World, gave us the tour to end all tours. But I have too much life insurance. And every time I leaned over to feed a bear, I realized I had too much life insurance because Jenny was always, like, grabbing my ankles trying to lift me out of that feed truck. So if we're going to go to Bear World, I need you to guard Jenny man to man. You know what I'm saying?
I promise I'll take care of you. Nothing will happen to your family.
All right.
Listen,
well,
I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you. I'm a fellow Levittown boy, and I'm so proud to see what you're doing and that you're so strong on your points. I think, you know, as your meteoric rise keeps going, you got to get somebody like Gutfeld to pronounce your name correctly.
No, I kind of like, listen, none of that bothers me. The reason being is that anytime somebody mangles my name, you got to think of it this way. It's like if you're going to be talking to somebody on TV for 3 minutes, you really don't want to devote a minute to it to being like, it's Fela. You know what I'm saying? People always ask me about that, but it kind of kills the momentum. So I always just show up laughing and throw the fastball. But I get it. People like you, I have relatives that are like, because they're Sicilian. You know, I got like relatives in Staten Island. Like, he mispronounces our name again. We're going to pay him a visit. I'm like, no, you can't do that. That's not how it works.
I'm on your side, buddy.
Thank you, Jerry. Us Levittown guys stick together. Really quick, because we have 30 seconds.
Okay,
on this raid.
In my mind, hold on. When Trump gets back, you deserve the Presidential Medal of Freedom, along with your fellow Fox people, because you're pushing it and you're working on it and you're doing the right thing. Don't fail. Don't quit.
No, never, Jerry. Never, ever. Then they'll throw me in the bear pit, like you said. Good talk, Jerry. Levittown's proud of you, too, brother. We're back after this. Miranda Devine coming up.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, girl. We are coming to you live from the greatest country in the world. That is us. Doesn't feel like we're playing championship ball right now, but we're still number one in the rankings. We're just a little bit of a mess. We could probably use, I don't know, maybe a coaching change in the Oval Office.
The man is insane. He's not responsible for himself.
But Joe Biden is, of course, on vacation right now, and it is Donald Trump that is making most of the headlines as we await the unsealing of this Mar-a-Lago warrant that, of course, is the subject of, you know, great consternation on both sides of the political aisle. We've been taking calls on it. We're going to get into it in this hour with Miranda Devine. Leo Terrell, Leo 2.0, stopping by as well. But really quickly, before we dive into that, I got to slam on the brakes. We've been doing a lot of Mar-a-Lago. We're going to get back to your calls in the very next break. Don't panic. We can sit around and chat it up all day. But a really quick pivot. Here's something you missed yesterday when Merrick Garland was stalling us on his great pumpkin appearance. Yeah, we'll be there at 2:30 p.m. We're going to give a speech from Merrick Garland. All right, we're running a little late. It's going to be about 2:40. You'll hear from Merrick Garland. All right, if you can work with me here, he'll be there before the end of your show, Jimmy, probably around 2:50. Merrick Garland walked out at about 3:07, and the update was that there was no update. Basically said he signed the warrant. He authorized the search, but we couldn't know anything. But if Trump wanted to release it, it could. So Trump got onto Truth Social. Trump said, release it. Release all of it. The whole damn thing. Right now, we have heard nothing from the FBI as it pertains to a release.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know. It's a lot of brinksmanship, a lot of political chess. But while all of this has been glomming up the headlines, just really quickly, I wanted to point this out. You know, because I do this thing on the show all the time where I say, hey, 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 if you disagree with me, you're still my teammate. It's Fox Across America. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. Okay, we fight so hard politically, we put party ahead of country, that oftentimes we'll sit by and allow our elected officials to fight each other instead of fighting for us, meaning a lot of our needs aren't being met, meaning a lot of times the fight for power comes at the expense of our fight for prosperity. Okay, no better example of that than COVID restrictions. Really quickly, yesterday, while all of this fighting was going on, the COVID regime just admitted the whole thing was a scam.
That's true. That is true.
What I mean by that is the CDC, it updated its COVID-19 guidance yesterday and eased all recommendations for people who have been unvaccinated. Unvaccinated have been exposed to COVID. The CDC now, and this is the best verbiage on it, if you want to know, the CDC now saying that due to breakthrough infections and natural immunity, there is no reason to treat vaccinated people and unvaccinated people differently. Why is this a thing? Because if you looked back, oh, I don't know, 2 months ago, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, you would have been fired from your job for saying you shouldn't treat me any differently because I'm unvaccinated. You would have been kicked off of Twitter if you said, hey, what about natural immunity? Remember natural immunity? And they would have been like, you're fired. That's what they were doing. That's where we left off on the COVID regime. You would have been kicked off Twitter for distilling an obvious truth. You would have been fired from your job. Don't ever forget Justin Trudeau calling up his own National Guard because truckers were striking because they didn't want to get the vaccine. He was ready to turn the military on striking truckers. And I bring this up because I don't want us to lose sight. The Trump thing is sensationalism. Okay, it's sensationalism. What I mean by that is it's not going to determine whether or not you can make a living. It's not going to determine whether or not your kid can go back to school. It's not going to determine whether or not we can secure our border. Although, you know, whether or not he can run for president does go a long way towards determining whether or not we can secure our border, because we have a guy in the White House right now who has absolutely no interest in securing our border.
I agree with that.
None at all. Not even a little. Not even kinda. Okay, they put someone in charge of border security. They appointed a border czar who doesn't even know where the border is.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Okay, Kamala Harris was 500 miles away from the crisis when she went down to Texas. Okay, again, that's like solving the problems in the Middle East by going to Epcot. It's not quite the same thing. But to the point of COVID and to the point of something we're all sick of talking about, okay, we have hit a point now where the Democrats realize, where the people in power realize, that it's more politically expedient to give up on this charade than it is to try to keep cracking down on your freedoms. Now, that's significant because with the midterms coming up, there's been an internal calculus that, yeah, we probably shouldn't run on. We'll strip away more freedom. What does that mean? It means they realize internally they have a really big problem with things like, oh, I don't know, the state of Florida. The Democrats realize, you know, they can yell that DeSantis is literally Hitler and he's crushing your freedoms and he's getting everybody killed. But the fact remains more people are moving to the state of Florida than any other state in the country. Meaning when people look around, they're not saying, hey, we need more restrictions. We need more mandates. What they're saying is freedom. And then they pack up a U-Haul and they get down to Florida. OK, everybody who was saying, including me, but this was very obvious from the get-go, that all of this COVID nonsense was more to do with control of the people than control of the pandemic. Every single person who was saying that has now been validated for saying so.
That is correct.
Because understand, there is no new science. The CDC did not come out last night. They buried this while we were all – this literally was released while Merrick Garland was speaking about the Trump raid. We got, oh, yeah, by the way, none of the COVID stuff matters anymore. We're done pretending. Don't get me wrong. They're capable of bringing something back between now and the midterms if the polls are bad and they want more people to vote by mail. I don't know. But the fact remains we're at a point right now where public polling shows 44% of Americans trust public health initiatives, 44%, which means when they send a play into the huddle, over 56% of the offensive line is not following the play, which is not good news for the quarterback. Point being, nobody trusts a guy like Dr. Fauci, who has gotten out there and changed his position every single time the politics change, not the science. The science didn't really change much from the beginning to the end. Yeah, we have more data at our disposal, but the politics changed a lot more than the science did. I'll give you a couple of examples. I don't know, maybe we start with masks.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And
masks are protective. And we,
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. But good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
I mean,
you are a sad, strange little man.
Okay, every time the politics changed, the public guidance changed. Let's talk mandates.
Another question from another student. Would you support a nationwide mandate of the COVID vaccine once it comes out?
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
I mean,
he should be behind bars.
And we're not even getting into gain of function. But the point is, nobody trusts the guy. Nobody trusts the CDC. They've recognized the real problem we've been screaming about for a year and a half is we're in a bad spot. When you lose the locker room, this is a term they use in the NFL. They'll say, oh, a coach lost the locker room. Players aren't responding to his message anymore. They're not passionate about what he says. Okay, when it comes to public health initiatives, the locker room doesn't have 42 football players. It has 330 million Americans. And when you call an audible at the line of scrimmage as often as Fauci has, you wind up making it very hard for the locker room to, number one, keep up with your message, but number two, trust your message.
When you're right, you're right, and you're right.
And I bring all of this up because Fauci, he was out, he was throwing out a first pitch again. He got invited to throw out a first pitch for the second time. We all remember the first one in Washington.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
But Fauci was in Seattle. It's the most progressive place in the world. So liberal, they want to defund the cop and the village people. And here is Fauci, got booed, thrown out of first pitch, clip 36.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
I mean, man, and that is in Seattle. So imagine how it would look if he came a little bit east. But this did not deter Fauci from continuing to insist he is science. He is the be-all, end-all. Here is Fauci. He was doing a symposium this week talking about the Fauci effect, clip 34.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, you know, as trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice, but I mean, it's people go to medical school now. People are interested in science. Not because of me, because most people don't know me, who I am. My friends know me, my wife knows me, but people don't know me. It's what I symbolize. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people, the craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
So that's what he says. He represents consistency. The guy who just said no masks, some masks, I can't believe it's not masks. The guy who just said, no, we would never have a vaccine mandate, and then said, yeah, we need a vaccine mandate. Apparently, he represents consistency. No, you know what he represents? The circus. He's a clown. Okay, and this is the problem with bureaucrats running the country. I bring this up because we're talking about the FBI. We're talking about the trampling of rights, not only of American citizens, but of a former American president. This is the danger of bureaucracies calling the shot. They don't always know what they're doing. In fact, more often than not, they're wrong, but they'll still get out there and take away your freedoms anyway. And I'm just telling you, anytime you see the bureaucracy leaving your life, it is addition by subtraction.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
When I find myself in times of COVID, Dr. Fauci's on TV, sparking mass confusion, CDC. And in 2 years of the lockdowns, he has screwed us over royally. All the rules keep changing, CDC, 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 and Fauci. No clue what they're doing, CDC. And when the vaccinated people masking up in stores agree, none of this is science, CDC. For though they may be boosted, there is still a chance they'll infect me. What's the point of mandates, CDC? CDC, 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 please get Dr. Fauci off TV. CDC, 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 and Fauci, fire all these morons, CDC.
It's the show that leaves you hungry for more.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soup, eat bread and desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We're going to be wrapping with Miranda Devine in the next break, but right now we're back on the phones. Glenn is in Norman, Oklahoma. Yo, Glenn.
Hey, how's it going? Good afternoon. I wanted to go back to the Trump warrant. I believe that the reason why President Trump is waiting to release whatever information he has is he's waiting for the DOJ to release their information to make sure it matches up and that they haven't added and or subtracted anything from their paperwork.
Yep. Well, listen, there's definitely a strategy to this. I think on the front end of the week, it made him look more sympathetic. I think now on the back end of the week, I think he is going on offense against what they have. And I don't know if it's because of what you said that they sync up or he has to make sure they do or they don't. But I think it's because he's read the tea leaves here. And, you know, the American people, if you're asking around, are just outraged that this happened to a president over what we now know to be classified information. Because
right.
We know people have mishandled classified information. So it just looks like
a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, now that it's sunk in that there's a two-tier justice system, I honestly think he might have waited. Because understand, he plays the media very well. Like when he was a president on Twitter back in the day when he was still allowed, he drove the news cycle by tweeting about what he wanted everybody to talk about. So there is the strategic gambit that they might have just waited to let this narrative sink in that, oh, by the way, it's not normal to do this to somebody over classified information. And now that they're confident, Merrick Garland got out there and gave their speech, he's making his move. That's what I think is going
right.
on. I think he's read the tea leaves well here, but it'll be interesting to see what they have. You know, the problem I have here is I don't want anybody to get away with anything, but it's hard to believe the FBI because they've willingly lied to us and quite brazenly, no?
Right, right. I mean, right out in the, with the FISA warrants and everything, I mean, how can you trust anything that they do now?
Yep. It's nuts that you can't. That's the problem. So we'll see how it plays out. Last question, though, Glenn. We are working on doing two events down in Tulsa and then in Oklahoma City in October. Is there any chance I'm going to see you, or are you going to be in Norman? You're going to be rooting for the football, the Sooners?
Oh, definitely Sooners all the way. If you're bringing an event to Oklahoma City, though, I definitely want that information. I can be there.
All right, we'll work it out. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt your football tailgate. I know you got things to do.
No, you're fine.
All right.
They're on TV. One more quick point about the Attorney General, real quick. The Attorney General's speech yesterday really reminded me a lot of the governor in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, where you answer a question without answering a question.
Yep. That's a good reference. That's a good job. And anytime you can work in the word whorehouse, you get the attention of my control booth. So I appreciate that, because they're normally playing, you know, solitaire or Stratomatic baseball. So you say whorehouse, I actually get some eye contact out of these people. Good stuff. We'll do it again, Glenn. 888-788-9910. Miranda Devine coming up. We'll get back to your calls after this on the big, bad, one and only, internationally renowned, gluten-free, keto-approved, family-friendly, CDC-recommended, FDA-patented, Fox Across America.
It's America's Life Coach, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Wow. They are playing Maneater by Hall & Oates. I don't know that you can call it Maneater. I think you have to say Them Eater now. You can't just assume her pronouns, Hall & Oates. They're canceled. There it went. The world is a mess, but if anybody can clean it up, our next guest, superstar reporter for the New York Post, Miranda Devine, back on the show. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you, Jimmy?
Weigh in on this really quickly. Can Hall & Oates still sing? Because this is the chorus to Maneater. Oh, oh, boy, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, oh, here she comes. She's a Maneater. Wouldn't it be Watch Out, Zier, they'll chew you up. Oh, oh, here they come. They're a Them Eater. Wouldn't it be called Them Eater?
Well, it'll kind of ruin the song, though, and it's such a great song. I think art transcends political correctness, don't you?
Oh, it would be great. I don't want to hear Motley Crue sing there, or they, or whatever girls would be called. That's a rough hit,
or
Miranda.
The Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger would be out of business, really.
Every song's a goner. That's funny. The only thing the Democrats would want you to sing is Sympathy for the Devil, though. They'd be like, yeah, devil, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Right up there, Ellie.
Well, listen, you're on fire. A lot of great reporting this week. And even better, we're allowed to share your reporting on social media. They didn't block it like the Hunter Biden story. But
so far. Yeah.
It's all enjoy this while the window's open. Well, yeah. They're kind of intrinsically linked at this point, because the truth is the entire intel community that told us Russia was real and the Hunter laptop was fake is now the word we're being asked to take on this raid. And that's dangerous. It's hard for us to do.
Well, I mean, it's impossible to do. I think, look, after the Russia collusion hoax, there's been so much evidence. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, you know, this is not partisan reporting. It's not the New York Post telling you. It's the Inspector General telling you about all the malfeasance that went on in the FBI with their lying and leaking and framing and taking the Steele dossier on as gospel truth when it was obviously ridiculous. You know, Comey, the whole setup on Donald Trump was so sick. And, you know, we saw the text messages from FBI agents, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, talking about smelly Walmart people. it just is impossible to think that the FBI is something that we just need to trust and take at its word. And, of course, then you had the Gretchen Whitmer case, which Julie Kelly's been doing amazing work covering, and the trial at the moment with this. You know, there's an FBI, the lead FBI agent there who was entrapping these sort of people who lived in basements with no running water and no electricity, trying to entrap them into a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, which has all fallen in their, you know, blown up in their faces, in the FBI faces. One of these guys, the lead agent, was, you know, there's body cam footage of him being arrested on charges that he beat and strangled his wife or choked his wife. And there's footage there of the house and the chaos and the blood all over the sheets and the guy who looks like a complete reprobate. He, you know, this is an FBI agent, and the reason he was beating his wife was because she wasn't happy that he dragged her to a swingers party she didn't want to go to. So, you know, these guys are not upstanding pillars of the community.
No, for sure not. For sure not. We're talking to the great Miranda Devine, and I think that's the problem we have is, you know, it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I thought it was even laughable that Merrick Garland got out there yesterday and asked for it and said, how dare we pick on the FBI, only to have the FBI leak a story to the Post a few hours later.
To the Washington Post, yeah, with this bogus story that, oh, you know, they were searching for nuclear secrets. I mean, as dozens of people have now pointed out, if it was nuclear secrets, why would they leave it 18 months? You know, why would the president, Biden, not be told about it? Mm-hmm. It's just laughable. And you can see the reaction on social media, which is just mirth. I mean, people are saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, wasn't it the Shroud of Turin? You know, wasn't it Al Capone's safe? You know, what else could they find in there? They're just they're trying to retroactively find an excuse for this really disproportionate action of the FBI raiding, like a 30-plus agents raiding the home of a former president. This is unprecedented. And to pretend that it's about, oh, you know, violations of the Presidential Records Act, you know, that he mishandled documents.
Yeah.
People are skeptical for good reason. And it's because, A, the FBI has destroyed the trust that the American people used to have in it. And B, just because on its face, this is just disproportionate and the excuses are absurd. And Merrick Garland, he had an obligation to come out and explain to the American people. He waited for 3 days to do that. And then he just gave a really disturbing or concerning, very short 5-minute speech, refused to take questions. And all he said was that, you know, we uphold the rule of law. And then he started thundering about how everyone has to respect FBI agents. Well, you know, when an agency has this much power, they need to be seen and need to behave absolutely properly and not like they're abusing that power and not like they're ideologically corrupt. And unfortunately, all we're hearing out of the FBI is that they are ideologically corrupt and they are abusing their power.
No, and we know that's true, and you know that they are, you know, overwhelmingly liberal just because of how emotional they are. Even like James Comey, remember, he was always posting pictures of waterfalls with little poems, and now I've got Merrick Garland telling me not to hurt his feelings. It's like, you're the FBI, man. There's no self-respect left in this country anymore, and I think that's my biggest frustration, man. It's like, come on, you're the FBI. And this FBI, who, as you know, and have, you know, pointed out, has shown quite a double standard when it comes to classified information. Anyway, there was no raid for Hillary, certainly no raid for Obama. And I just think we're at a dangerous point, though. It's easy for me to make fun of. It's easy for me to say I shouldn't trust them. But at the same time, they're putting the country in danger, because if 50% of the country or more doesn't believe a word they say, you know, we could wind up in a situation where we really do have to take their word for something in an interest of national security. And I mean, do you look around the country and feel like people are collectively buying into the FBI?
No, and you're right. I mean, the FBI is there to keep us safe from, you know, terrorists and criminals. And if we can't trust them, if we can't trust that if the jury can't trust that what the FBI says in court and the documents that they have presented to get warrants, for instance, are not legitimate or there's something corrupt about them, you know, everything just goes to hell. How can we trust any of the convictions? How can any jury trust what the FBI says? This is really dangerous for the country. And this is an agency that gets $10 billion plus of taxpayer money every year. And they are out of control. And, you know, we see the FBI director, Christopher Wray, just last week, he's there testifying before the Senate. Just complete contempt for oversight by the American people. The senators are there, bipartisan. It's not just Republicans, it's Democrats as well. They all had concerns about the conduct of the FBI. They had really serious questions that go to national security. And Christopher Wray was just so blasé and so, you know, brushing it all off. And then he said he had to leave early because he had some urgent business to do. And Chuck Grassley, the Republican senator, who's pretty canny, you know, called him out on it. And he said, well, you've got a private plane. Surely you can stay here for another 20 minutes to complete our rounds of questions that we normally ask. Yeah. And Ray goes, oh, no, you know, I can't. You know, I thought this was all going to be over at 1:30. Turns out, yes, he got in the FBI private plane, the Gulfstream, and took it that afternoon to his holiday home, his long-standing family holiday home in the Adirondacks. So, you know, the guy is really has no credibility, and he should be standing up. And instead of just thundering in the Senate saying, oh, you know, the 38,000 men and women of the FBI are just all wonderful people, he should actually address the criticisms and say, tell us about how he's holding these people accountable. There's no accountability mechanisms for the FBI. There's the Inspector General, that's it. If an FBI agent is caught out, they just have to resign, or maybe they get fired, and then the Inspector General has no jurisdiction over them.
Yeah, it is nuts. We're talking to the great Miranda Devine. I mean, even when you think back, we're talking about, you know, in jurisdiction specifically, going back to, say, the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page thing. The only reason they even got fired is because the FBI couldn't afford their data plan with all those text messages. You know,
that's right. I mean, the FBI lovebirds.
Yeah, I know. It was like that was one of my favorite things when Trump was on the road doing his road show. Is he used to act out their text messages like, "I love you, sweetie. I love you more." And I think this is what I think is going on. I'll be very interested to see if the warrant gets released. But I do think there is a weird political brinksmanship in that on some level, internally, they must know they've made a better case for a second Trump presidency than Trump ever could, just based on the conditions in this country. And yes, things like the weaponization of the bureaucracy against everyday Americans. Do you think there's an internal calculus here? Like, we've got to make this move now? Because right now it reads like an end around, like they're just trying to disqualify him.
Well, it does. And, you know, you're talking about that raid was almost exactly 90 days before the midterms. But it's all backfiring, as you say. I mean, even David Brooks, you know, the newly woke columnist for The New York Times, he's even written a column today saying, oh, you know, this is just helping Donald Trump. But if you look at the 2,000-plus comments on that column, you can see New York Times readers, or maybe bots, they don't even see that. And yet you've got a Monmouth poll out that shows that Trump's popularity, his support for running again in 2024 among Republicans, has just shot up to 58%. And it was 54% in July. It was down at like 47% or something a year ago. I mean, really, his star was fading among a lot of Republicans who were looking at, you know, people like Ron DeSantis and thinking, oh, well, maybe Trump's too old. You know, maybe he's too much trouble. Let's go for the new model Trump. Well, the FBI raid has just killed that because people have suddenly focused again on what Trump was, well, why Trump was needed in the first place. He was basically the barbarian we needed to have. And he is a barbarian, you know, he really is. But he's the barbarian that you call in. He's the outlaw, you know, like in High Noon, the villagers call in to clean up a mess that the ordinary law enforcement can't clean up. And, and you know, the deep state, if you wanted proof that there is a deep state, you just look at the conduct of the FBI when it comes to Donald Trump. And, you know, he declassified a lot of that when he was president, which is sort of exposed them, and I just think that the Whitmer trial, this Mar-a-Lago raid that has just blown up in their face, I think it's a time of reckoning for the FBI, and I'm not sure it's salvageable.
No, I agree with you there, because we're at a point of no return, because the people that are paying attention have seen this happen too many times before. Like, if you're intimately familiar with Trump and the interactions with the FBI going back to the falsifying of documents to get FISA warrants, yeah, there's no way you can give him the benefit of the doubt. Although I do want to say something, because Trump gets a lot of nicknames on this show, but the High Noon reference, that would make him the Gary Cooper of politics. That's a new one. We have to add it to our lexicon. And I want to clarify that High Noon is a Western, because it also sounds like it could be a movie about Hunter Biden. You know,
just no, keep him out of it.
High at noon. They're down in Carolina vacationing. You know, the IRS is coming to get us. I mean, what an ugly, stupid time to be in America. No.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually think that the red pills this week have just come thick and fast. It's almost like, I don't know, if the gods are designing something, you know, that they've just decided to hell with it. The dam's bursting. Let it all out. You know? And it's, Democrats are seeing it. Republic, you know, it's not like a partisan thing anymore. Yeah. And, you know, it used to be Democrats didn't trust their FBI, CIA. Now they love them. Uh-huh. Talking about CIA just as bad, you had Michael Hayden, former CIA director. He's on Twitter having fantasies about executing Donald Trump for nuclear secrets because, you know, it's just like the Rosenberg.
I saw that.
And you know, Michael Hayden was one of those, he was one of three former CIA directors, including John Brennan and Leon Panetta, who signed that bogus letter in October of 2020, 51 former intel officials claiming falsely that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
Yep.
And that just killed our story. That just gave the New York Times and everyone else an excuse to ignore the story, and big tech an excuse to keep, you know, locking down the New York Post account. Mm-hmm. And it got Joe Biden off the hook in the last debate against Donald Trump, where this should have been the big issue that blew him out of the water. So that's the deep state again. It's really frightening for America that it's got to this point.
Yeah, it is. It is bad. I'm fascinated to see how it plays out this weekend, and I hope whatever you report on it is shareable on social media.
Well, we don't joke. Twitter's just got a new, sort of new regime for the upcoming elections, where they're going to be really cracking down on free speech. And then you've got the FBI has got some that apparently, I don't know if this is true, but this is doing the rounds, that they've had an email sent around to them all to check out conservative influencers. Keep an eye on them.
There went my account. Listen, it's bad enough I'm now going to get audited again with all these IRS agents. Just between you and me, I'm changing my job title to transgender children stripper, so the FBI doesn't come after me. That's my strategy.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, that's brilliant.
Well, we're going to have to do at least one show to pull it off. So I'll check in with you offline and we can book something, okay?
All right.
You're the best, Miranda.
Transgender.
Good. I'll see you at the club. Be well. There she goes, the great Miranda Devine. There we go back after this.
The show that loves you like a sibling.
We'll always be brothers.
It's Fox Across America with Brother Jimmy Failla.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, schooling our guest producer in the ways of the world of Pete Davidson and celebrity courtship. But really quickly, I wanted to get to Brian. He's been waiting patiently down in Williamsburg, Virginia. Yo, Brian!
Hey, Jimmy!
My man.
I'm not a huge Trump fan, but looking at this objectively, I mean, we know they did some shenanigans to get the FISA warrant and did some other things to harass Trump. Who is to say that the FBI agents that took those boxes out of Mar-a-Lago didn't plant something in them to frame him?
Wow. You want to know something? That's what the takeaway is going to be if they say they have a bombshell because of what you just said, which is they've planted stuff and framed stuff out in the past. So I know we're in a tough spot here, Brian. I mean, you get it. And I hope people listening do, too. It's a tough place to be in. And your analysis is brilliant as always. It's almost too good for this show, Brian. You should probably call one of the smarter shows.
No way, man. I'm sticking with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I'll take it, Brian. I'll send you the $20 for that later.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
Live from everywhere, it is your everyman radio buddy, Jimmy Fallon. We are, of course, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. And I mention Fox News because as we kick off a big broadcast hour that will include a cameo from Leo Terrell, Leo 2.0, who's got his hat on, we have just confirmed here at Fox News a copy of the FBI search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. Check this out. Our guest producer, Crazy Christine, sending me a text message a short while ago. I'm down the hall trying to snort a Percocet in the bathroom. And I kid. Stop it. High on life, if anything. I will read it to you right now. And if you want to weigh in on any of this, 888-788-9910. 888-788-9910. Here we go. This reporting by Brooke Singman here at Fox News, who's as good as they come. FBI agents seized classified records from former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago during its unprecedented raid on Monday, including some marked as top secret, according to documents reviewed by Fox News. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart signed the warrant on August 5th, giving the FBI authority to conduct its search on or before August 19th, 2022, and in the daytime, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The locations to be searched included the 45 office, meaning Trump's office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms or areas within the premises used or available to be used by former POTUS and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. The warrant did not give authority to agents to search areas being occupied by Mar-a-Lago members or not used by Trump and staff. Warren also gave agents the authority to seize all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation of U.S. code, including documents with classification markings and presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. According to the property receipt reviewed by Fox News, FBI agents took approximately 20 boxes of items from the premises, including one set of documents marked as various classified TSSCI documents, which refers to top secret sensitive information. Property receipt also shows that FBI agents collected four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents. Property receipt does not reveal any details about those records. List also includes a leather-bound box of documents, binders of photos, handwritten notes, miscellaneous documents, miscellaneous top-secret documents, miscellaneous confidential documents, and other records. Now, right now, as of this moment, as I read this to you, what you need to know is the FBI has taken a lot of classified information out of Mar-a-Lago. Now, classified information has been a point of contention with the past couple of presidencies. Obama had an issue with records being in his library and him not turning them over to the National Archives fast enough. We don't know the specifics of what that classified information was. We just know that they didn't raid his compound. They didn't raid his house. They didn't go to one of his beachfront mansions in Martha's Vineyard. We do know, of course, Hillary Clinton famously had mishandled classified information, and James Comey exonerated her ultimately, despite the fact that she deleted 33,000 emails from her private server. When the FBI was like, hey, can we have that information, Mrs. Clinton? She was like,
back up, you creep.
And the next thing you know, all of those emails were gone. Now, again, what Trump is possessing, we do not know the specifics yet. We don't know specifically what they're after, but it sounds like he walked out of the White House with a box of stuff he might not have or maybe should not have had in his possession. I don't know specifically what this is. This does not confirm the Washington Post report on him having nuclear secrets and looking to shop them around and everything in between. And it's still at this juncture, it's hard. It's really hard, okay, to know where to go here in terms of opinion, because here's the problem. What the FBI did was the unprecedented. It had never happened in the 246-year history of this country, the FBI raiding the home of a president or former president. It's never happened. The optics of it happening look very much like something you'd see in a third world country. Oh, the guy in power is going after the guy who wants to run against him. You know, it's like a step removed from poisoning Navalny over in Russia. I'm not saying it rises to that level, but you get the metaphor. Calm down, people who listen to Fox just to get mad. But the point here is there's an unprecedented maneuver by the FBI. And at this point, all we do know is it's classified information. And the last time classified information was someplace it shouldn't have been, we didn't get a SWAT raid. Okay, we didn't get the equivalent of, again, 30 agents. We're going to the guy's house. We're ripping up his wife's closet. You know, we're telling everybody to get the hell out of the way. This was, you know, very strong army. It's very strong army. But at the same time, he could be in possession of documents that do violate that code. Does it seem like overkill in this moment, even now? Yeah, it kind of does. You know, because the one thing about it is, and everybody keeps discounting this fact, they don't have any respect for the office of the presidency on the left. The ones who tell you, oh, Donald Trump, he's cheapening the presidency. Okay, they attempted to stage a soft coup, for all intents and purposes, with the Mueller probe and get the guy thrown out of office. That was pretty disrespectful to the office of the presidency, trying to kick somebody out of the gig almost like unlawfully. Okay, raiding the guy's place with 30 agents for documents you could have easily subpoenaed. Looks pretty disrespectful to the office of the presidency. Again, the office of the presidency subjected to a raid. That's not a headline you've ever heard in the 246-year history of this country. And it's not a headline you'd ever hear if that president was, in fact, a Democrat.
I agree with that.
So people do feel like there's some type of a double standard here, especially because everything we know in terms of reporting tells us that the president's office was cooperating with these inquiries. They were there in January. They were there again in June. Okay, and any document subpoenaed or any document they hadn't yet gotten into their possession could have been subpoenaed, is what most people believe. So it still seems like a little bit of overkill. And the bigger issue we have is we have the warrant, but do we have the affidavit that gives us all the run-up to why they got the warrant?
The answer would be no.
So what I'm trying to say to you is we still don't know what they were looking for. You know the U2 song, oh, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for? This is, but I still don't know what I'm looking for. I have climbed highest mountains. I have roamed through the fields. Only to screw Trump. And we don't know the answer yet. So he's still in his circles, is going to look very sympathetic in this moment until we have more specificity. I don't know when we'll get that because Trump called on the FBI to release everything, including the affidavit. The FBI was like, hell no, ain't nobody got time for that. So we don't have an affidavit. What we do have is Sean, who is on the line in Florida. Sean, you're not raiding Mar-a-Lago. You're just listening to the show and calling in, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I was just making sure. You're not snooping around Melania's closet like those other perverts. Okay.
Oh, no. But that the warrant, you know, the warrant is a generalization of crimes, and an affidavit is exactly what they told the judge to get the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Justice now wants to unseal the warrant, which is a generalization of crimes, mm-hmm. so that can make all the headlines and say, look, he might be charged with this. He might be charged with that. But they won't show what they told the judge. And then one other thing, why I got you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're the man. I seen your first joke that took you to the top on the Tucker Show with the Nancy Pelosi. That was awesome. And one thing is 22 million hospitalized military personnel after an average of a five-year average of 1.5 million hospitalized personnel. The year of the COVID vaccine, it jumped to 22 million.
Wow, that is insane. That is, I don't have specifics on that other than what you've just shared. But there's something weird going on in the country that last night quietly the CDC was like, oh, by the way, every single COVID restriction has changed. It was very abrupt and it was crazy that there's, you know, unvaccinated will be treated the same as vaccinated. They don't have to quarantine. We're getting rid of mandates. I mean, it's a pretty harsh about face, is it not? I might have lost him. You sure? He might have ran into Melania's closet after all. Good call, Sean. 888-788-9910. Marshall is out in American Falls, Idaho. Yo, Marshall.
Hey, the FBI is way out of control.
Garland is worse than J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover did some shady stuff, but he did it in the shadows, and Garland's doing it out in the open. And I don't think you can put this genie back in the bottle because the FBI thinks they're untouchable.
Definitely true. But who do you think looks better in drag, Garland or J. Edgar Hoover?
Neither.
All right, Marshall, I tried. But you're right. You make a good point is that they're really at this point, like, it's you know, the term the kids use is like a flex. Like, they're showing you their power. But they seem a little drunk on that power, do they not?
That is correct. I mean, power does not corrupt. Power is a tool. Mm-hmm. But the deal is, the more they use it, the more they get used to it, the more that they go, hey, you know what, we can get away with anything, just like the movie Untouchables. We are untouchable. Nobody can touch us. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. And the other point is I think everybody's being delusional right now about this midterm election. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to change. The Republicans are spineless people. They do not have the guts to do the change. I mean, you can go back to when Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House and they did the Contract with America. Yeah, they did it. But what happens after the 100 days? They didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing going here is some of them are rattling their sabers going, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It's just going to be business as usual because the establishment is going to say, congratulations, you won your election. Now, this is your marching orders. We are not going to rock the apple cart.
Listen, you're not wrong when you say there is a uniparty in Washington. And you're right about that. And I think a lot of people share your frustration is that the Republicans talk a great game, but as a party, you're right. You know, there's a few of them that want to get in there, roll up their sleeves and have this fight. But I think the vast majority of them just want to go eat those fancy lobbyist dinners at Cafe Milano.
That is correct. It is. And the deal is the few of them are outnumbered, and it's like getting a fight with somebody with a baseball bat. Do you continue to get beaten, or do you just fall down and just get in the fetal position type deal? And the deal is we don't have enough of these people that want to stand up and fight because we have too many rhinos in here, like Mitt Romney, who just wants to appease everybody. We need people that will be able to stand up for us because they work for us.
Yeah.
We are their boss. We write their checks. We own them.
Yeah.
But they're walking around the lobby like, we don't know you. Thank you for your vote, but I don't remember you voting for me. And by the way, you're going to do what we tell you to do.
Man, it is. It's so frustrating because you're not wrong. Does that mean if Adam Kinzinger was running, you wouldn't vote for him again?
That is correct.
Okay, good stuff. Great call, buddy. I'll see you soon, Marshall. 888-788-9910. More of your calls after this.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
He is one of those iconic figures that fans care about.
Oh, man. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We're going to be talking with Leo Terrell in a minute. Right now, we have a Truth Social post from Donald J. Trump reacting to the reports, Fox News obtaining a copy of the Trump search warrant. He took 11 boxes of classified information, were in fact at Mar-a-Lago. Now, we don't know to what extent that is commonplace, meaning ex-presidents having certain documents that are classified or unclassified or anything in between. But we do know, according to this reporting, that the documents in possession at Mar-a-Lago, this is very interesting, okay, are SCI. That's called Sensitive Compartmented Information. It's a type of United States classified information concerning or derived from sensitive intelligence sources, methods, or analytical processes. All SCI must be handled with informal access control systems established by the Director of National Intelligence. So this is a level of intel, whatever the hell Trump is holding on to, that should normally only be viewed in a sensitive area, like a situation room or some type of undisclosed location. In this instance, they're apparently in boxes down at Mar-a-Lago. Now, some people are like, hey, maybe they set them up and they planted it. We don't know that. OK, what I do know, and I should share this with you, is that as we sit here all the time and we're like, oh, the Democrats are just out to get Trump, which always seems like the case. There's also the possibility that the Republicans gave the FBI this tip because I'm telling you because I care, because I'm your friend. The Republican Party doesn't want him to run again. When you talk about the cocaine Mitch McConnells of the world, they didn't want him to be the nominee in 2016. They had set up a website explaining to voters how a brokered convention would work when they got to Cleveland. Because if Trump didn't meet the delegate threshold prior to the convention, they were going to put it to a floor vote and vote in another candidate instead of Trump. That was the plan. So you got to understand that, okay? It's not as simple as, oh, the Democrats are out to get Trump, and he'll make it sound that way. But his own party, this is how politics work. His own party would throw him under the bus if they could because they feel they have a better shot without Trump around in 2024. And more importantly, they feel like they have an easier job even if he gets elected because they don't want Trump around. They don't want a guy they can't control. They don't want a guy who's just not going to be easily, you know, pushed over by a $6,500 lunch at Cafe Milano. But Trump's response anyway to the search, just so you know, okay, is the following. Number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it anytime they wanted without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago. It was in a secured storage with an additional lock put on as per their request. So that's Trump's official response. Now, it's worth noting that we have been able to confirm that reporting prior, that the FBI had gone down and met with Trump and his attorneys previously two times, once in January, once in June. And in June, they did ask for a padlock to be put on a specific storage facility, which all outlets are reporting was the case. So it's very interesting that if this is as serious as nuclear documents and we can't have them out there, that they were willing to go down there in June knowing this to be true and be like, hey, do me a favor. Can you get a master lock? Throw a combination on there. Put a padlock on there. Okay, so a lot of unanswered questions. Okay, we're getting another report that because something nuclear program related is so sensitive, it would not be detailed in a warrant property receipt, meaning the reason they're not telling us nukes in the warrant receipt is because it's too sensitive. It says, however, of the classifications laid out by what the review told us, the secured information is the most likely candidate, if in fact the former president possessed such information. So it's likely, based on the classification titles, that Trump had nuclear information in Mar-a-Lago. Now, again, we don't know to what extent. We don't know how this was stored. What we do know is the FBI knew it was there, and rather than saying, hey, can we have our nuclear information, they showed up and they raided the compound.
That's just how white folks will do you.
The thing here is this still seems like a subpoena situation. It still seems heavy-handed. Okay, if your United States FBI actually thinks a president has nuclear information that he won't turn over, okay, I would think it's going to get physical if they really believe that's the case. Like our physical well-being is in jeopardy. I have a hard time buying it. You know who's going to have a harder time buying it? Leo Terrell. He joins us next. Buckle up, kids. It is going to be a rowdy one with your Uncle Leo.
I'm as mad as hell.
Reality with a bit of insanity. It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, you bet it is. And with all the news breaking about the search of Mar-a-Lago, we turn to our next guest, and it's an interesting guy to have on the phone because he is a huge fan of Merrick Garland. Leo Terrell joins us.
You are the luckiest man in the world. First of all, I need you to pick me up in a cab from JFK to Fox Studios so I can head down there.
Well, okay, you know what?
I need a ride.
Leo, everyone needs to know this before we get into the grown-up stuff. I personally text Leo to come on my show because, he, that's what you have to get Leo on your show. Like, he doesn't hear from a Hannity booker. Sean has to call him up and be like, Leo, please. And that's how you get Leo on your show. So I text Leo yesterday, and Leo goes, I'll only come on your show if you can send me a picture that proves you were a cab driver. So how long did it take me to get you that picture? Be honest.
Seconds.
Be honest, seconds. I was so proud of you. I was so impressed. You know why I asked that question? Because I saw one of your earlier tweets, mm-hmm. and I saw that. I said, But before we get to the grown-up stuff, because I'm so glad this is going to be the most highest-rated segment, I do want to say to everyone, mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon is the king of radio, the Rodney King of radio.
Where did you hear that one? Where did you hear that? You stole my joke again.
I just made that up.
Yeah, I just made that up,
and let's move to the grown-up stuff, because I'm angry.
Leo Terrell is on the line, and he didn't watch any of my jokes on Gutfeld last week at all. Well, all right, really quick, because I know you're angry. But before we get to that, okay, you're mad at the FBI for raiding Mar-a-Lago. Did you not break into my office here at Fox News?
Not true. I slipped a piece of paper under your office locked door.
And the wind blew it onto my desk?
Somebody came in. It wasn't me. That door was locked.
It was the cleaning lady. You put it under the door. She picked it up. Leo, I don't know. I want to see your affidavit now. But let's start with the affidavit. Hold on now.
Yes.
Okay, because you're not being criminally charged. And everybody knows, you know, me and you play pranks on each other. But the thing you keep tweeting is you want to see the affidavit, not the warrant. Can you explain to the audience why?
Thank you. And this segment, people, please listen to me, because there's a lot of rhino lawyers on these cable networks. Let me say right now, they released a search warrant. It's meaningless. It just lists the opportunity, the time and date, and what they're supposed to look for. It's very vague. That's not what the judge looks at. The affidavit, what is the affidavit? It is the investigating officer statement under penalty of perjury as to why the warrant is necessary. He lists the information. He lists the contact. He lists personal knowledge. He attached other documents. He convinced the judge, and this is not a judge, this was a magistrate. I want to make sure people understand that. But it's a declaration of statement of personal knowledge and reliable informant. That forms the basis. And I want people to also understand this. They formed Shop Jimmy for a magistrate. And I want everyone to know that this is 30 years of experience, and this is not being said. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these warrants are just rubber stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Rubber stamps. And no one's saying that. And then we don't know the questions that the so-called magistrate asked this investigator. Did he ask any questions? What questions did he ask? I want to introduce another term. People are going to learn something on your show. It's called a Franks hearing. If I was Donald Trump's attorney right now, I would demand a Franks hearing. What's a Franks hearing is to get that officer, whoever made that declaration, to testify to the veracity of it. But that's not being discussed. No. I've done these cases. I know what a search warrant is. And what has been released is a joke. If it'll be a cold day in hell to get that affidavit, that would be under probably an in-camera review behind closed doors, because the Department of Justice is going to say, oh, no, there's a lot of secret information in there. Uh-uh, don't play that game with me. We have a court hearing, and we examine that. That's the same problem with the Steele dossier. When they went to those Pfizer courts, they rubber stamped it. The FBI agents lied in those affidavits. The affidavit.
Which is fascinating. We're talking to Leo Terrell. Well, that's another point I wanted to bring up, okay? This warrant, okay, is given on the 5th, and we're told there's information there that's so sensitive we are raiding a president of the United States. But if this warrant is given on the 5th and they don't actually show up until the 8th, doesn't that kind of undermine their case that this was so urgent?
Let me think about that. Yes, and that's, Jimmy, honestly, I want the listeners to understand that. That's where's that magistrate? Hey, he would ask the same question. Hey, why are you waiting? You know, you're coming on the 5th, but you're not going to execute on the 8th. Isn't there an urgency here? Is there an issue of urgency? We don't even know if that conversation existed. We don't know if the magistrate just rubber stamped it. We don't know if the magistrate asked any questions. That's why I'm saying I want people to hear this new term, Frank's hearing. Delaware v. Frank is a case where it's used to question the veracity of the affidavit. I'm telling you, when you look at the history of this whole process, and when I saw Merrick Garland lie yesterday, in my opinion, about the least intrusive measure, are you kidding me? This was the least intrusive measure? they didn't have any other alternatives? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I said this on Monday. Uh-huh. On Monday when I heard this, I did a video. I looked like I was at a wild party with you. I did a crazy 30-second video yelling and screaming, this is unconstitutional.
Wow. Leo Terrell is on the line. And, listen.
You are the king of talk radio, the Rodney King of talk radio. Rate that joke for me. Rate that joke.
I wrote that joke for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you give me a rating number on that?
Okay. Leo, I just like to know you're still as tuned into my performance as you are. I appreciate that. You don't even have to apologize.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Jimmy Fallon is the biggest star on Fox News. Period.
Where were you during my? Where were you during my? Leo, where were you during my contract negotiations?
He is the biggest star. He's on every platform. Hey, you are the Rodney King of radio.
All right,
give me a great amount. Stick
with me. The guy you want to be our next president, Donald Trump, who could, you know?
Yes, I'm a Trump supporter.
You are. He just wrote on Truth Social. His response to this is all they had to do was ask, and they could have either subpoenaed this or asked for it. Now, I bring this up because we know the FBI was there in June and advised him to put a lock on some of these storage facilities, which tells me they kind of knew what was going on. Like, I guess I'm trying to get why this became a thing because, you know, they want the benefit of the doubt, but we have seen them fabricate storylines to try to take this guy down. So it's really hard to give them the benefit of the doubt. So the question I wanted to ask you is, what could Merrick Garland potentially show you that would get you to go, wow, my guy Trump might have screwed up this time?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this, Jimmy, and I'm not bragging. I take second to no one as far as law. People should know I practice law for 30 years, civil rights law. Mm-hmm. I know this inside out. Let me give you the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. You're looking for a legal justification, mm-hmm. and you won't find one. This entire raid, this what I call invasion, is a political witch hunt. You cannot ask that question without looking at the 6 years where the Democrats and Republican rhinos have tormented President Trump. They've been after him for 6 years. The double impeachment, the fake Russian dossier. It is a continuation. They don't want him to run. Jimmy, that's political.
Well,
that's
let me jump on that.
Legal.
All right. I want to add to this. And I know never to cut you off. I've been told off the air.
No, go right here.
No, I was told if Mr. Terrell gets cut off, I'm going to have a physical problem. That's what I was told.
I have a lawsuit being prepared right now against you.
Well, lawsuit's better than the last threat I got. Leo said he just sent me a picture of my family sleeping. It was heavy. It's like, wow, Terrell, this guy's a mess around. There's one part nobody talks about enough is that, you know, as mad as we get at the Democratic Party, let's not discount the fact that this could have been the upper echelons of the Republican Party because Mitch McConnell isn't exactly a human shield for Donald Trump.
Oh, thank you for that question. Let me be very clear. I'm not mixing any words. Mitch McConnell hates President Trump. Mitch McConnell does not want President Trump to be the Republican nominee. The Senate GOP leadership is not working with the Trump people. They have made this personal. They're not. This is a constitutional issue, Jimmy. And they say, well, you know what? He's not one of us. He's not one of our guys. Mm-hmm. And we don't care about him. There are rhinos who are, in my opinion, very happy about any damage to Trump is great. Trump knows the Democrats hate him, but it's these rhinos who pretend to support Trump. And I'll be very clear. Mitch McConnell, to me, was forced 24 hours later to say something lukewarm. This guy should not be in the Republican leadership, period.
Yeah, I know most people have outgrown.
I'm a Trump guy. Yeah. I want people to understand. I'm Trump, but this guy, in my opinion, anyone who doesn't understand the ramification of this, Jimmy, this is not a legal a decision based on legal principles of a search and seizure, Fourth Amendment. This is all political. Trump's not one of the guys inside the Beltway. He is not one of the boys. He's an outsider. And I'll say this last point. I'm sorry. You name me one politician who can rally people on a Saturday night when they have a chance to go see Jimmy Fallon at a movie. 75,000 people in Iowa, Texas, Georgia on the weekend. No one could do that. No one except Trump.
No, that matters. Well, when you talk about him rallying big numbers, do you think this makes him more likely to run or less likely to run?
I want to tell you right now, in my opinion, he's going to run. I had the chance to talk to him about 6 weeks ago, and he basically said, In my opinion, he's going to run. And without disclosing, other than the fact that he does not like your jokes, he's going to run. Okay.
Listen.
Okay. I have a conversation. He's going to run, but he does not like your jokes.
He liked
the joke when I said, you're the Rodney King of talk radio.
Which is a joke you stole from me on Gutfeld. Listen, I have it on good authority that he likes my jokes quite a bit, by the way, because we have a lot of mutual friends. And I think what's going on in my career, since we talk about it so much, is like I'm kind of a new thing, and I constantly have people reaching out to me that I'm stunned by, like the level of person.
No, you're big.
No, it's not that I'm big. Sure. It's that it's different and that it's something else. But I want to bring this up for the sole purpose of the fact that me and you seem like different characters, but we're both doing this. It's a different energy. And people talk as much as you hear about me. I hear plenty about you. I get so much about Leo. Like, why is Fox putting him on the air? I think he's drinking again. I'm kidding. You're the best, Leo. You're the greatest. You're the greatest.
You're the greatest. You know what? When you call, I couldn't say no to you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the timing of your request was perfect. And I just want you to know, and to your listeners, I appreciate the opportunity to appear on your show. Seriously, all kidding aside.
Well, great.
Thank you. Really. I really mean that.
Of course. No, of course. And I appreciate you lowering your appearance fee. $7,500 is reasonable. It's normally $10,000. And, you know, it gets pricey. Fox is like, I don't know. You know, we did it last time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So what I need to know going forward, okay, is that, you know, the takeaway is we need to see the affidavit because that's going to give us more information. And the Frank's hearing, like, I won't quote you on that, but I take these things with me as I do the show because I want to, you know, be conversing accurately with these people. But essentially, there's information we really need before we could pass judgment one way or the other. That's the takeaway.
And everyone should say that because, you know, the search warrant is meaningless. If we don't – I want to say it as clear as possible. If we don't have the affidavit, we'll never know the motivation.
Wow.
We'll never know because we could challenge the motivation to see if it was a legal justification or if it was purely political. Because that affidavit is the – I want to make sure people understand it's the heart and soul of every search warrant issued by a judge. And I'll say one other point. We don't know what the conversation was between the officer who submitted the affidavit and the so-called magistrate. That is even more important because we want to know if he questioned the investigator. So, see, those are the type of nuts and bolts that you don't hear on cable, but we're doing it right now as your listeners, and I hope this just reverberates to everyone. Because these are the types of issues, and I'm saying this based on 30 years of doing these types of cases. I've handled Frank's hearing. Mm-hmm. I've challenged search warrant. I've challenged the affidavit, and that needs to be expressed. And in my opinion, they will never be able to justify this search. I want to make sure this is understood. I don't care what they, you know, I look forward to the affidavit, but they'll never be able to justify this search given the 6 years of torment against Donald Trump. And you know what? He's still standing.
Yeah, no question there. It's gonna be an interesting weekend, Leo. But I appreciate the time. I appreciate the brilliant analysis as always. I do wish you were a little more passionate about Donald Trump, though.
I am passionate about the fact that you're the king, Rodney King.
You, all right, that's enough out of you, Terrell. Good stuff. We'll Venmo you the appearance fee. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're the greatest. There he goes, the great Leo Terrell. We're back after this.
This thing is going to become gargantuan when the Son of Man comes.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Fox Across America with your main man, Jimmy Failla. We are in the bottom of the ninth. I'm going to muscle through these quick calls. Blake is in Tyler, Texas, listening on KTBB. Yo, Blake.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of it, and I'll tell you why. If anything was handled at a top secret level with security compartmental information, they would have had there would have been a chain of custody. Mm-hmm. They would have followed it through wherever it was, who it was delivered to, and then when it was returned. There wouldn't be any willy-nilly copying of the document, stuffing it in boxes or anything like that. Yeah, I can't believe that anything like that would occur when they could go back and investigate the White House communications staff and see who turned these documents, and they need to go back and investigate that aspect of it. And you know what else, Jimmy?
What do you got?
There was something found in Trump's vault.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
It was one big vegan nothing burger.
I'll see you on Twitter, young man. He took a line from your favorite radio host, Jimmy Failla, and that's fine. Leo Terrell's going to rob my material. Why shouldn't the KTBB listeners? Sabrina's also in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, girl.
Hey, Jimmy. Last time I talked to you, I got promoted from breakfast tacos to chilaquiles.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I thought you could at least be a tamale, but that's big. Wow. Way to go.
Listen, here's my thought on it. The Democrats and the rhinos, they're just scared of Trump.
A lot of people feel that way. That's what Leo Terrell was kind
of
saying.
Scared of Trump. I mean, you got Obama, Hillary Clinton, what's his name, Comey. All of them took stuff. They have never been had a
raid. Yeah, there's definitely.
Yeah, and then they're saying it's not really a raid. It was a search. Oh, please. This is so ridiculous.
Wow. All right. Well,
it is so ridiculous. I mean, I really think that they're just super scared of Trump. They don't want us to have independent, you know, with the drilling and stuff. Yep. And low.
Sabrina, so long story short, you're not buying it. Okay. But it's Friday night. It's America. You live in the great state of Texas. Go get some barbecue or a Jill Biden breakfast taco and have a great weekend. All right, girlfriend?
You too, sweetie.
I miss you already. There she goes. And John closes it out in John Day, Oregon. John, are you buying this?
No, I'll tell you what my theory is there, Jimmy.
Okay.
I've been listening to this whole damn scenario and stuff, but nothing I don't believe has been said on a theory about the window is closing on the Democrats, and they know it. Yeah. They have a last-ditch effort to try to get Trump to pull out of the race, and the way they did it is through 30 armed FBI agents to go into his home, yeah, knowing that he wasn't going to be there, to intimidate and scare the hell out of his family so his family would tell him to get the heck out of politics.
Yeah, well, listen, you might not be wrong. I mean, there's definitely a pressure tactic to this, and it's hard to take them at face value on anything they do in the FBI. Great call, John. Great calls by everybody. And a tip of the cap to our guest producer, Christine, who held it up today. The show's over, though. Get out. Enjoy your weekend. Be a Republican. Be a Democrat. Just don't be a...
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.